It's just a conversation. Don't be nervous.
Tanner, you got all the mics on, right?
All but two.
All but two?
We don't need two on.
Oh, number two.
Number two.
Two mics.
Oh, here we go. Going live. You'll actually be able to hear the intro on YouTube. You won't hear it on here. Five, four, three, two, one. Good afternoon, Mad Men Mafia.
If you don't know, you better know. I am Kirk M. Samuels.
And I am Jason B. Kendrick.
And we are the Mad Men of Masculinity.
That's right. We're just real men. Having real conversations for you.
We have these conversations for you because we always have these conversations.
We just it's funny that
a lot of these conversations actually originate on a golf course.
Yeah.
Including this conversation.
It actually did.
It actually did, kind of in a roundabout kind of way, man. And
Kirk be out there kidnapping people on the golf course. Hey,
if by kidnapping you mean playing terrible golf and people have to wait around for me to find my ball and all that kind of stuff, then yes.
So they correct. Were trying to kidnap you off the golf course.
Something like that. It was probably not a good day. I for sure remember like on hole two or three, yeah, my ball went like way off into nowhere, never land.
It's always two or three.
In the studio, man, we got some folks.
Yes, we do.
We got a whole crew
Do we need to preface this before we get into the introductions?
I don't think we need a preface.
You don't want to preface this? You want to talk about legacy first?
Nah, man.
Okay, fine.
No.
Fine, be that way.
Yeah, we just going to roll.
Do it whatever you want to do.
We just going to roll, man.
Do what he
we got a whole grip of folks, man, and they all in the same family. The Aramis family's in the house. In the house. So in case you weren't around the last time we had this illustrious, at least some of this illustrious group on the air, I was playing golf, and I, unfortunately, this is one of those days where I went out by myself, and I got paired up with this unfortunate group of people. And, you know, they were like, this guy, man?
Sorry, y'all.
It was terrible. Anyhow, over the course of golf, man, we just started talking and we just started vibing, man. And it was pretty cool. They had the whole family deal going on, man. I was like, dude, I like this, man. I like these folks. And, turns out we kept in touch and man, we just stayed in touch. You know when you meet good people, right? I mean, you know, sometimes in life things just happen and you're like, okay, this is not by accident, right? I don't believe in stuff like that just being by accident. And now, you know, these folks have they've partnered along with the show. Man, they're just amazing folks. Awesome business owners in town doing tremendous things. Maybe we'll even get to talk about if they have something going on later in the summer. Maybe. I don't know. I heard some rumors in the past about some stuff that they planned. But
there's
anyhow,
stuff coming.
But this family, they own Pro Auto Care here in the local Denver metro area, soon to be worldwide. You see the way I did with that, right?
Yes.
Don't sleep now. Don't sleep. I'm not gonna put a lid on the dream.
I saw Leah's eyes get real big.
Yeah, she was like, "What?"
She was like, "What?"
I got too much now. How am I gonna do all that? But anyhow, so man, we got Al, Alex, Leah in the house. How are you all doing here today?
Doing great.
Awesome.
Real good.
Very nice. Awesome. Very nice.
All right. So I know the answer.
What's
the answer? For our audience?
What's the question?
Who's Al and who's Alex and why?
Well, I mean, Al Jefe is obviously
the Jefe.
Yeah. So if you want to throw it out there, it's the full name is Albert, but that's usually my mother using that.
Uh-oh.
And if you go to the Spanish term, it's Alberto.
Ooh.
Alberto nice. Ramos.
So ooh.
If you want to, yeah, there's no question I'm Spanish, okay? I'm from South America. And And so I named my son. He took on the more American name of Alex. He's actually Alejandro, named
ooh.
After my dad.
Ooh.
Yeah. I hate to break it to you, though. Spain's in Europe. Not South America.
Oh, there you
see,
go.
See.
Man, you threw that see? Out there.
I'm just messing with you.
So
don't call the family. I don't want to get beat up.
You got to hear this. So I named the boys. My other boy is Carlos. My wife named the girls. Leah, what the other name?
Leah and Lene.
They're identical twins.
Oh.
So how do we know that you're not Lene?
Yeah, right?
I asked the same question to my parents when I was 20.
That is actually a good question. I mean, like, how do you, like, it's, as, there, at some point, do like you tie a ribbon around somebody's yeah. wrist and say, that's who it is?
Dude, I'm telling you, this actually happened, okay? To your point, we see two babies identical. There was no difference. They called them then Baby A and Baby B because they didn't really have anything. She had a red spot on her back.
Ooh.
And my wife picked that up instantly. She saw it. She said, there it is. That's, and we knew, man, we'd mess up the kids. We had a look on her back and even know where we were. I'd be yelling at both of them, just say both names and you know you got it covered.
Yeah.
Like, who am I talking to? Turn around. Yeah. Turn around.
You know who I'm talking to.
Both are going to get spanked.
The one that just did that. You know who I'm talking to. Man, so tell us about Pro Auto Care. Let's get right into that. We're gonna set this thing up. This is not, I mean, we're not going to spend the whole hour, but this is setting up kind of who you are and what you're about.
It's interesting because we all sat on the station once before. We talked a little bit about what prompted me to actually go to business for myself. There's no background of business, man. I was fixing cars. I was a technician. I worked for Honda. I worked for Acura. I was a master tech. I was all the credentials, all the stuff that you need to be, who you could be. I was going to work in a dealership for the rest of my life. Until they became unethical. And then I just said, there was a point in my life I had to make a change. And I just had a leadership meeting last week. I had, about 10 of us on this leadership meeting. And I was talking to them, and it was a moment in time. And I thought to myself, man, this probably stories I haven't told, right? Well, my logo, people see the logo, and they see these wrenches in my name, Pro Auto Kid. Alex got the shirt. There's wrenches. I realized I've never told anybody why those wrenches are there.
Uh-oh.
They all thought it was just crazy art, right? Mm-hmm. No, it was actually meant something. Those wrenches were part of an award that I had received, which was a gold wrench, because it was the highest standard you could be as a technician working for Honda. I made all the accreditation, did all that sacrifice, got to that place. And when I quit because they went unethical, they wouldn't give me my award. So I said, man, my reward's going to be my business and how we're going to run it, how we're going to do it right, how we're going to do it ethically. And that's who Pro Auto Care is. That's who we've been. And so last week I handed everybody a gold wrench. And no, it wasn't 24 karat gold. You know that guy. It was plated. It was colored, okay? And
it's a thought that counts.
You know it, right?
It's the thought
that counts. And so I told them all, I said, let this be something, a symbol for you. I have my story attached to it, but put your story. Mm-hmm. Make sure that this is something you can turn back. If you ever get off course, look back at this thing. And that's what it is.
Boom.
And now, how did Alex and Leah end up here when you were the one that's like, I'm not starting a business. Now I'm starting a business because they're unethical. And now you brought the whole family in. Like, did you guys ask for this or were you just conscripted?
You know, born into it. I knew from a very young age. Voluntold. But I knew from a very young age that this is what I was going to do. There's stories of me being extra, extra young and tearing apart bicycles with an adjustable wrench all the way down to the bearings.
Wow.
And so that was, I think I was 2 or 3 at the time. And so I knew that this is what I was going to be. And plus, I had a really good role model to follow. So I figured, why not?
Hey. Well, it's nice when you like your dad and he asked you to come to business. You know, it could be a different story if you didn't.
Right. Absolutely.
And then apparently, of course, they brought Lee in because they needed somebody, you know, with smarts and looks and stuff like that to run the shop and to be the public face of the company.
Yeah, definitely. They needed somebody pretty around there because otherwise everybody else looks like a wrench.
Absolutely.
She's just like, there's too many dudes around here. I need to come in here and straighten up.
Yep.
And so what are your different roles in your organization?
I'm the chief marketing officer, so I oversee all of pretty much the HR and the accounting side of the office, as well as the marketing.
Nice. So you want to come over here? You need a second job? We could probably use you over here, too.
Yeah. No, she's incredible at what she does, and I'm truly honored to have her on my team, for sure. I'm the COO, so the chief operating officer. I oversee both of our companies, making sure that personnel, sales, everything like that associated is handled and accounted for.
What do you mean by both of your...
So we have the two locations. We have the one in Denver and one in Littleton. And we have a total of 25 employees. So I oversee all of them.
Wow. Nice. Actually, so just while we're there at that spot, where are your different locations, like specifically?
Yeah, so Denver store is going to be off of Evans and I-25, one block east on Dahlia. And then the other location is off of Santa Fe and Church, right across the street from Arapahoe Community College, next to the gas station.
Okay.
Nice.
I have driven by both of those locations quite a few times. Now I know I would be beeping a horn. Hey!
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I know y'all.
And what was my job entitlement?
Yeah,
what
about you?
He's dad, right?
He's the pocketbook.
I'm the life support system for the wallet. Nice. Just like you guys.
You're the head coach, man. Yeah. You're the head coach.
Yeah.
Head coach.
I'm a head coach. That's what I go by, man. That's what I do. I literally remove myself from being just the boss and being the manager. I train people. My training, my leadership training, you'd think all these meetings come together and we're going to talk about numbers and our goals. And we don't talk anything like that. We talk about life. We talk about what impression you're going to leave on the people around you, how your words matter, how everything that you do speaks. So you need to do. So that's my job. That's become my role. And that's why I've got this. And I'm very fortunate. I have four kids. All four of them work for me.
Wow.
Okay, and so it's pretty wild. Lene, who's not here, she's one of the office administrators. She does all the accounts payable, receivable, learning the whole office side of it. And I got another technician. My other son was an apprentice technician. He's now a line tech. So he's learned that side of the stuff. So pretty impressive, man. Pretty cool.
Well, it says a lot when the kids want to come to business with you and they hang out. I mean, talking about, you know, as we get into the actual topic of this episode and legacy, I mean, it looks like you're already building it. But, I mean, just back to what you're saying, if you guys are out there watching this and you have a business, listen to Al. Mm. It's not all about the numbers. I mean, if you haven't read it, read Start With Why. Get the Simon Sinek book.
Oh, boy.
But there's more to business. And it's like, what is your legacy? What are you leaving behind? And why are you in business? Because if you just focus on the money, you might get money, but you might not be leaving the legacy or the impact that you really want.
And that was the cool part about when we did play golf that time, you know, and I'm a dad, you know, I got four kids and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And it was, you know, and I'll just be honest, to me, it was pretty cool to be hanging out with a family that was just hanging out together on the golf course. And, you know, I mean, everybody was kind of getting along, having a good time, encouraging and all that kind of stuff. And then when you started talking about, your business, how you run your business, that it was a family, and you start talking about the integrity part of things, and especially, you know, I mean, let's be real, in our culture, in our society, man, auto shops are not known for integrity or looking out for people, or definitely not like a family setting, a family environment. So a lot of the stuff you were talking about, man, I'm like, hold up, man, this cat's a little bit different, man. You know, this is, it says a lot, you know, it says a whole lot, man. And so that's the one thing, the one impression that stuck with me, like, you impacted me that day.
Yeah, well, you left an impression on me, too, that day, and you were right, on it, because not only was I watching for my ball as I shanked it, I was watching yours, because we had to figure out where yours went, okay? And so we were keeping an eye, and it was really good, because it kept me in the moment, okay? Mm-hmm. And I was, no, only kidding. Actually, he can play. Don't let him, because he'll sandbag you, and you might lose money.
Next thing you know, I got your Rolex watch.
Yeah, all of a sudden, I'm like, what happened to my watch? I mean, no, and that is a cool subject, because it talks about that. Jason, you just said something that was really good, because I thought about this. I've had multiple people I've talked to, and you know what they tell me? My kids want nothing to do with my business. Mm-hmm. I cannot tell you. There are people going to listen to the show and go, man, my kids want nothing. And you know what? I think I go back to this place. You want to be dad and you want to be a business owner, but you got to be somewhere. There's another piece you need to be, and that is to be a friend. Mm-hmm. Okay? I've wanted my kids to have me as their friend. I can just message them and they'll call me right back.
Mm-hmm.
They don't dread it, okay? I don't get occasionally I do give them grief about it, where they don't actually pick up the phone. My goodness, where are you? No, honestly, we laugh about that stuff. We usually say, I was dying on the side of the road and getting picked up.
Well, the cool part is, it's not even just your kids want to be part of your business, but they want to be with you. Yeah. Like, it is hard to have your kids, especially adult kids, physically, literally want to be with you and hang out with you and go play golf with you and all those kinds of things, man. So when we get back, we're going to dig into that part of it, man. We're going to dig into, you know, the part of life that we leave behind. So we'll be right back. Mad Men of Masculinity, KLDC, 1220 AM. Boom.
All right.
Good stuff, man. These segments are going to go by quick.
Commercial spots? Any coming? You good?
We're
commercial. He's going to add those.
Yeah, he'll add those in. But that being said,
but Leah, when you guys have a 30-second like video spot or something, if you haven't made one yet, make one and we can add it in.
We do have them.
Send it to me and I can add it in.
Even in the meantime, computer's like, what the? Even in the meantime, like, even here today before you leave, if you want to record a couple of audio 30-second spots or something,
let's do it. Yeah, if you guys can roll some tape.
I broke it. What'd I do? Come on, Leah, you're the smart one. What did I do?
Out of my dad's
you know what? You know what the big subject matter? A lot of people mess this up with when they go buy used cars.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll never get them checked out.
And they bring them to us.
And they bring them to us after they bought them.
I didn't even do nothing.
And so we can talk on that. That's a real good conversation.
I might have to log out.
I did that with mine. Now I'm having to pay to fix all things.
Pay dearly.
Yeah.
People just, it's that's one. And then electric vehicles and hybrids. We're doing a lot of work with that.
Well, I'm going to have to
those are already
have to log out and log
the Dodo
back in, guys.
They're bringing in the hybrid shut down engines probably. Now.
That's coming.
Yeah. There's still plenty of them on the road that need serviced.
Over 100,000 registered in Colorado.
I love that picture of you, though. You had your Bill Cosby moment.
What's that? Oh, frozen
when
on
it froze, yeah.
I'm going to have to shut down. And
he broke his computer.
It's like freaking out, man. I don't even know what this.
Technology.
It's just broke.
Yeah, interesting.
I just
well, you know what? You know what it might be, too? No, you've only got one. I was going to say, if you had your ring light and your camera in the USB, sometimes the ring light pulls more juice and then it causes issue.
I got both of them plugged into two different USBs.
Yeah, but no, I mean, but you,
oh, not into the same one.
They're both in on his computer.
Yeah, you need to take
five
one
star,
out.
Five-star review.
Dude, it's worked every other time.
Was that steer?
Well, that's five what that's the only thing I think of. If it's freaking out, it's because it's pulling too much juice on the...
On the motherboard.
On the motherboard. The ring lights pull a lot of juice.
Yeah.
Need to switch sides, maybe.
Side. Anyway,
let's take a chance. Give me a second here.
See, now I'm going to have to go in and edit the YouTube video. Mess up the show, man.
This is behind the scenes. That's behind the scenes. Yeah, they're getting all the behind the scenes stuff, man.
That's
the
right.
Real deal.
Since all the audio is coming through mine, we can go back on while you're doing that.
I've been in the studio. People had temper tantrums and lose their minds, man.
Hold on. Here I come.
She be coming around
back.
The corner.
I'm on my way back.
She come.
What time we come in? When we come back in? What time on the counter?
Oh,
I have a hand counter now. I'll do this one from now.
Somebody's
on.
Got to vibrate on their phone.
My phones are in my pocket.
Okay,
maybe it's me.
If it's vibrating on the desk, it'll come through.
Oh, you know what? My
Okay.
Jesus,
he's a hot mess.
Can't take
I'm
him anywhere.
A hot mess here, man. Can't take me anywhere, man.
Jeez. That's why we're trying to get you out of the office.
Oh, did you see that jab? You feel that? That was a jab.
That was, man.
That was an Ali jab right
there. He said, Dad, be the figurehead.
Yeah.
Go stand over there on your pedestal.
Oh, waiting for the uppercut.
He's
coming
in on that one, man.
He's got a lot of knowledge and expertise he needs to share with other people. Yeah. So
that's a better way of saying it.
Hey, what did I share with you guys the other night about footwork? Anybody remember?
What?
Leah, you remember footwork? What was I showing you about footwork?
That was with my sister. Wrong twin.
Oh, that's right. That wasn't
you. See, do you remember we were having that conversation about the twins?
Oh, Lord. You know what? It was the other kid that I love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My high school best friend was a boxer, and he fought professional on Friday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Ooh. And I was showing him footwork. I said, man, he's lacking his footwork. And I'm like, huh? I said, let me show you Muhammad Ali, man. Let me show you Muhammad Ali. And they thought, they're like,
oh, how you doing, Kurt?
Here we come.
Should we start singing? She'll be coming around the corner.
Maybe. Well, I mean, that's the thing, too, is we can go back on while he's doing his thing. He can just join in.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's
come
true.
On, man. Don't leave me out.
Don't leave him out, man.
Important, man.
Come on. Nobody get left behind.
Don't be trying
right?
to
hey,
invalidate me, man.
When you got booty technology, you get what you get.
You got that on special.
You are alive. Okay, cool.
Now you done messed up the rotation.
No, I didn't. You can rearrange it. All right, boom. See, look at that. See? Just like it was always supposed to be. All right.
We didn't miss a lick.
We ready?
Right, hit the timer.
Here we go.
Yes, we are back.
Yeah, we're back.
Mad Men Show.
That's right.
Right here on KLDC.
If you watch this live, by the way, you can watch this live, Facebook and YouTube and all that kind of stuff. You can check us out.
You might want to skip that last one.
No way, man. You got the real behind the scenes, man. I had some glitches and had to reboot computer and all that kind of. It was, man, I don't know what it was doing. It was freaking out. But we're back,
Gremlin
man.
Edition.
We are back, man. You know, we you can't keep us down.
No.
You know, man, we might get knocked down, but we ain't staying down.
No, we always getting back up, and we're always bringing you the hot topics. The hot families in the house?
You know
I don't know. That's kind of weird. I don't
this is like a power family in the house,
power
man.
Family,
this is a local power family
local
we got in the house.
Family.
So I have this firm belief that everything you have in life, when you're gone, is going to be somebody else's.
Yes.
Your money, your debt, your finances, quite possibly your spouse, your kids, you name it, except for your legacy. Your legacy, your DNA, i.e. fingerprint, retina, and all that kind of stuff. But those two things, nobody else will have. You're a once in a forever kind of experience, and legacy is just that important. It's like when a ship is traveling through the ocean, the wake that it leaves behind, and that wake is unique to that ship at that moment, and eventually that wake will fade off as time goes on. But that wake that leaves behind that follows behind the ship is it. And so when we talk about, like, especially from a manhood perspective, especially men. You know, we ought to be very concerned about our legacy. We ought to be very concerned about what it is that we're leaving behind and making sure that we keep the main thing the main thing. We can focus on making sure I got, you know, a sweet ride and, you know, man, I got a honey on my arm and making all the money and, you know, show me the money like Rod Tidwell, you know, on and on and on and on and on. But in reality, when you're gone, probably 30 minutes later, for most people, somebody's going to say, pass the mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and so when you're gone, though, what's going to be left behind? What are people going to remember? You know, what is your name going to mean when you're left behind? And so to me, these kind of things are important in terms of the whole concept of legacy. I'm just going to leave that right
just
out there for
right.
Y'all.
He's just going to, he's like, here.
Boom. That's an alley-oop.
Hot potato.
That's an alley-oop. What do you think? What do you think, Al? Come on,
well,
man.
I was thinking
you're the OG in this room.
No. I thought Jason was going to just shift it into second.
Oh, you want me to shift it into second?
He's going to go and shift it into second.
Well, and that's one of the things I was going to actually – I thought I would have you talk about the family thing, but then I think it goes hand in hand as well that for somebody like me who's single, doesn't have kids, when we talk about legacy, it's a different thing sometimes because it's not just about – kids and, you know, what the kids are doing, but maybe your legacy is going to be YouTube, a book, it's going to be a foundation, maybe it's maybe you don't have any of those public things, maybe your legacy is the impact you have on others. How do you go out in the world each day and plant those little seeds and shine that little ray of sunshine each day on the people around you to make that impact? Because legacy doesn't necessarily always have to be family business or, you know, trust funds and all those different things. Sometimes it's just a matter of making somebody else's day a little better.
Mm-hmm. And that's like a friendship.
Yeah.
If you think about being a friend, the things, the advice, the stuff that you go through with people, that's what you're talking about. And, yeah, I'll take that hot potato. I'm ready to go with it. But it's literally the legacy. You think about this, okay? You talked about the wake of the ship. That's so relevant. It's such a perfect picture. But you think about it. Memories live on forever, okay? And so when you start thinking, and there are people listening, the ladies, guys, kids, what have you, guess what? Everything you do will speak at some point in the future or in life. And what you want to do is, above all things, is make sure that you are saying the story the way you want it to be told, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I look at legacy because people, this is starting to come up. I mean, these coming in here, this didn't just happen overnight. This is, you know, I think Thun Alex is probably to blame for the white ones. And Lee is the dark ones. No, I'm talking about the hair on my face. All the whites showing up, and we were talking at the beginning of the show. No, man, I've done this quite a long time ago. I talked about the very fact I got to be a boss. I got to be the father. I got to be a friend. But I also want to make sure that I'm giving great lessons in life, because life can be really tough. It's a struggle, okay? And so for me was to try to constantly make sure that I am listening to what's being said. I'm making sure I'm involved with their lives and talking to them and giving them an outlet to talk and speak. So that, to me, is the legacy. The kids in the business, it's a big deal.
Well, and I like that you talk about, you know, being the father, the boss, the friend. Because I think one time, one of the things that makes a legacy, you know, gives it like length and longevity is when you acknowledge the stages of life. And I think a lot of us are kind of either because we didn't have the right upbringing or we didn't have the kind of right family to kind of that focuses on those things, because it's those stages of life. And when you're, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, children need the mother from basically birth to 7, 8, 10, or right until basically puberty. Then they need the father to prepare them for getting out into the world, like the little harsher lessons, a little bit of reality checks. And then once they are out in the world, that's when you get to become the friend. You get to become the confidant and the one that they can come to and talk. But if you don't follow those stages, then a lot of times you miss out on the friendship piece. You miss out on that later piece of actually being friendly with your kids because you're stuck in one of the other stages.
Boy, that's really good. And that is so true, because it has been stages. Mm-hmm. I will tell you this, and this I knew about my dad, and maybe some of you can resonate on this. I had a great dad. I had great parents, okay? But their focus in that generation was work, okay? My dad had an hour and a half commute each way in New York. He worked for the United Nations. Okay, we lived in the island. We gave up a lot of time of his life to be at work, and then when the weekends came, it was work or whatever he had to do. There were not all those moments, and I'm not saying he was a bad man, okay? That's not at all what I'm saying. It just, he never had that time to make that time. And one of the liberties and freedom that I was able to be given by having a business was so we could take trips together. And I made sure these guys took trips together. I got some funny stories about trips, too. I used to take my wife, whose birthday, and my son, he's March 25th, she's March 26th, okay? So I would take him to these great places, and we'd go to Cancun. Okay, we liked Cancun. We liked Aquamal above all things, and we would go to this amazing place, and we'd rent this house, and all these families would go year after year. We knew them all. Same time, spring break. It was amazing because that's what spring break is at that time, March. And my son, he just came to me one day, and he said, "Dad, when are we gonna spend our birthday at home? I get to miss my friends, and I look out on this lagoon, and I'm like, really?" Right, Al? Tell him about it.
I honestly don't even remember saying that, but if I said it, I said it.
See, it was so traumatizing, he had to forget and protect himself. Because, well, no, that's one of the things, too, that I think we as the elders, we'll use that word, we as the older generation sometimes forget. We're like, all I want to do is go hang out on the beach. We forget about the friendships and the things that are more important. You know, sometimes we forget that it's the first. It's all the first when you're growing up as a kid. Like, it's the, you know, the first friends, the first kiss, the first love, and all these things are very intense. And sometimes we, as the older generation, are like, ain't nothing. But it's because we've been through that, and it's been so many years we forgot. So sometimes I think realizing the stages, even with the kids, like, hey, these are firsts. And I'm living secondhand, kind of, you know, generation vicariously through those kids. But man, there's so much going on when it comes to the kids growing up. You know, fulfilling even your legacy, because they are your legacy.
Yeah.
So no pressure, Alex and Leah, but if his legacy comes up booty, it's kind of your fault.
Well, I mean, we've had good preparation and a great teacher, so I think we're going to be just fine.
But even within the context of business, I mean, there's overlap here between family and business, but even in the context of business, like Alex and Leah, I see you two having a role in your business's legacy. And, you know, specifically, and, you know, just, and at some point we can, you know, individually here, but, you know, but Alex, I see, man, as COO, I mean, your legacy is like, you're in the trenches, like on a daily basis, kind of creating the story, if you will, creating the narrative of your business and the, you know, the lifeline and creating, you know, what it is on a daily basis. Do you see, as the CEO or COO rather, do you see, you know, the daily running of the business from your perspective as creating a long-term legacy for that business?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's an analogy I always give, and it's a vehicle of all things, and you're in the driver's seat, and you either are focusing on the dashboard, which is that immediate concern or whatever's going on. You're worried about the check engine light. Or you're people like myself and Al, where we're looking out the windshield into the distance, seeing if there's going to be a deer that runs out into the street. Is there a blind corner coming up? What kind of obstacles are we going to have to prepare for in the future? And that's one of the things me and Al have really put a focus on, is seeing out into the future and how well we can prepare for it.
Yeah, that's a great analogy, and I wish more people knew that analogy as a 20-year-plus truck driver. People, look out your windshields. Yeah, I'm sick and tired, y'all. I mean, I've seen people playing guitars, eating cereal. Just they're not even looking out the window. What about out the window, they're not even looking in the mirrors. You're like behind them like, hey, you want to get out the fast lane? But no, everybody's in their little world.
Yeah. They're lost. I saw a dog in a guy's lap. Medium size. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh no, I've seen like the dog like out the window in the driver's side, and you know, out the window, and it's just like. But that is a great analogy, because life is really about looking forward, and you know, you want to be present in the moment, but you also want to have your eyes forward to the future, so you know where you're going. Because if you're just in the moment without any plan or any route that you're taking or any sort of goal, you could end up anywhere. You're like, oh, I'll go left. Oh, there's one. Be like downtown. Well, this is a one way. Well, this is a one way. Well, that's a one. Oh, I'm back where I started.
Yep.
So, I mean, and as I mean, we're getting close here to the next break. But Alex, based on what you just said, though, how challenging is it to deal with the day to day? I mean, you got you know, you got customers, clients coming in, you got phone calls, you know, shoot, I was on the phone with you one day, you know, with my issues, my problems, my little side mirror issue and all this other kind of stuff.
That's a long phone conversation.
That's a long conversation, man. He was probably like, dude, hang up
on
it.
No.
But how do you manage, like, the day, and again, we only got like a minute or two for this answer, so I'm, how do you manage the day-to-day but still be looking out the windshield for the future of the business?
Well, the way we do it is me and Al, we've put people in place to allow me to not have to be on the counter. So you talking to me was actually one of those things where you got to get with the guy behind the curtain. Ooh, essentially.
You got the wizard.
Yeah, you got the wizard. I got Oz. But no, we put people in place to get the job done that we need, because of the fact that we can't be all things to all people at all times. And Al was the first person to kind of realize that and then put us in our designated roles and basically laid out a roadmap and stuff like that for us to follow. And so because of that, we're able to execute without overwhelming ourselves too much. Keep in mind, our bandwidths are pretty thin at this point because of the amount of stuff we're taking on and taking care of. But I love it, and I wouldn't change it for anything.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it also involves training up other people to do certain roles?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, training is one of the most important things. Another analogy I always use is the day you think you've arrived is the day you get left behind. Mm. And what that pertains to is learning, constantly learning, especially in this industry. Everything's evolving all the time. New models coming out, new technologies coming out. If you do not stay up to date with it, you're going to get left behind.
Wow.
Speaking of getting left behind.
Dude. Let's not leave behind on this break, man.
All right, let's leave it behind.
We'll be right back. Mad Men of Masculinity, KLDC.
Boom. Good stuff. All right, Lee, you're gonna start getting on the mic and acting like you want to be here.
we're gonna put you on a hot seat here in a second, Lee.
You want to throw a little cut? Well, do you have time to record something? You want to do it after?
No,
yeah, let's do it at the end.
Perfect.
Let's do that. Sounds great. That way, it won't be in the middle of the recording for all the show.
Of course, makes sense. Wasn't sure when you had one.
All right, you ready?
Yes, do it.
Here we go. We're back.
Yes, we are.
Mad Men of Masculinity,
right here on KLDC,
12:20 a.m.
In the Mile High City.
And on the interwebs.
Everywhere.
Now, did we practice that? Now, tell the truth, y'all. Y'all sitting here. Did we practice that?
We didn't
practice that. That's just how we roll. You know what I'm saying? We got the vision. We got the windshield. We looking out the windshield of the legacy here.
We got a why. Yeah, why is Kirk still talking? I'm kidding. I love that man.
You see what I got to deal with, man? You see?
It's just all love. It's all fun.
I don't know. Sometimes.
It's like brotherly love now.
Sometimes the rearview mirror is better to look out than the windshield when it comes to Jason over there.
that's very true. That kind of hurt. I'm sitting right here, man.
We're talking about legacy. We're with the family that is the visionaries, the ones that make Pro Auto Care happen here in the Denver metro area. Folks, if you don't know them, you better know them. Like, for real, you probably are missing out on an experience to get to know some great people who can really help you in some dynamic ways. Those of us who have vehicles of any types, I think you were just talking earlier about working with electric vehicles these days and all this other kind of stuff. And maybe at the end we'll circle back and talk about some car stuff. He's kind of a car head.
I have my moments. And I mean, I think as people out there in the world, I know a lot of folks get stuck in, oh, well, I've got this brand of car, I got that brand of car, I bought it at this dealership, I should go there. From my experience, I'll just speak for me personally, going to the dealership is a horrible idea because they use OEM parts, which are usually sold by the lowest bidder, you know, the cheapest part, and, you know, they like to jack prices up, and they, to Al's point from earlier, they may not have the best integrity. So someone like Al and the Ramos family and Pro Auto Care is a place where even if they're not in your neighborhood, drive over and drop it off.
For real,
because you want somebody who's going to be honest with you up front, tell you exactly what needs to happen, mm-hmm. and not try to add a bunch of stuff on there that you may or may not need.
And ask to speak to Leah, because she's around there somewhere.
Talking about the brains of the bunch.
She's like back there in the kitchen cooking it up. Talking about legacy, so I see you creating the legacy in terms of the telling of the story of the company, right? In terms of chief marketing officer. So I mean, you're kind of pumping out whatever that story is of the company, so that people can see you. You don't want to be the best kept secret in Denver, right?
Definitely not.
And so how do you see you creating legacy on a daily basis in your role at the company?
Well, that starts with community, wholeheartedly. Oh. We strive to be involved within our community. We've done tons of programs throughout our life as Pro Auto Care, and we've always realized that the root of Pro Auto Care and all of our success isn't just us, it isn't just our employees, but it's also our community and our customers. So getting their voices out there, letting them be heard, as well as telling their stories for them.
Boom. Man, she's so good.
You know what I'm saying?
She's making us look bad all
for real. You should be in marketing or something.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I think you definitely got a future in that.
Yeah, she's sitting over there all quiet, like, I don't even want to be here. And all of a sudden, she's like, pow,
bam. She's dropping it on
like a ninja.
For See? Real.
Creating, dropping out of the trees.
Creating that, you know, creating that legacy, you know, again, when you do it in real time, you're creating that story that's going to be the memory for somebody else, whether it's a customer that you have now or one that you have in the future. I mean, that's got to be key and just critical into the long-term vision for the company.
Definitely. It's a game changer, honestly, watching the amount of change that has happened in Colorado just within the last 10 years. I mean, your customers for most businesses aren't the people that you started with 10 years ago. So watching the evolution and the people just change around the shop causes you as a business to have to change with them. New customers require new techniques to get them interested within your organization as well as recognizable within the community.
So how much do you get, like, word of mouth? Because I would assume with the way you guys run business, the way you guys do your customer service, I mean, how much do you get, you know, word of mouth? Like, people saying, hey, I went here and they were amazing, and send their people to you.
I would say that's quite a bit, actually. I couldn't put an exact number on it just because I haven't done those analytics in a while. But I would say it's probably 4 to 5 out of every 10 people is word of mouth, in all honesty. I mean, word of mouth is that one kind of marketing piece that's organic as can be.
Yeah. But that's really that you want to talk about results. Like, when you have word of mouth advertising, people are saying, hey, you have to go here, you got to go to the, you know, to Pro Auto Care. That's when you know, just like with your legacy, you know you're doing the right thing because people know. And they know when they've had good customer service, they know when they've been taken care of, and when they send other people that they care about to you, that's proof in the pudding right there that you guys are doing an excellent job.
Yeah. Well, and it's real. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. It's genuine. It's authentic. You can't make it up. You can't buy it. It's one of those things that's just, it's incredible, especially when they come in and say, hey, my aunt so-and-so, and you're like, oh, I know that person. They are awesome. They're a phenomenal customer. And they come in and it just, that smile it puts on your face. I mean, like Leah said, we're community-based. Our customers are our family. When we have a customer come in for the first time, the last thing I usually would tell them when I was on the counter was, welcome to the Pro Auto Care family. And it's real. I treat every customer like our family member. And Kirk, you got to feel it firsthand when we were talking about that mirror.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, legit. I mean, living proof here that's the experience. And to me, that just even the way you put that, the way you worded that just now, to me, that's an extension of your individual legacies and also your business legacy of now somebody coming in the door. Again, let's just be real. When you walk into the door, most people are thinking, okay, these people are about to rip me off right now. You almost expecting to get assaulted or some kind of way when you walk in. It's like I'm the chiropractor and the auto shop, places you expect to get cracked up. and that's what most people's expectations are. So when you walk in and you get that kind of experience and that kind of communication, again, to me, that furthers just the whole idea of extending your legacy and who you are as people, but then also who you are as business.
Yeah, and it's kind of sad in today's world that is the expectation. And when you do basically your job and you're honest and truthful and operating in integrity, how extraordinary that is nowadays, where people go, oh my God, they didn't rob me. Oh my God, I didn't get cracked up. Oh, they actually were nice to me and wanted me to be a part of their community and their family. Most people haven't had that experience. So, I mean, I'm sure sometimes you get the side eye, like, why are they being nice to me? I don't understand.
You hit it right on the head. I can't tell you the amount of times I've had customers saying, I thought your smile and your happiness was fake.
and then
like their second or third visit, they're like, I realized that was genuine. And so that's like a really big compliment because that's just how we are. That's who we are as an organization and as a family. We are truly that.
That is awesome.
So what kind of things do you do business-wise on a practical level in terms of somebody's experience when they walk in the door? What kind of tangible things do you do besides saying welcome to the family that makes them feel like they're part of your family and feel like they're part of the legacy of who you are?
Yeah, what can I expect when I come in there?
Right.
Well, It's quite a few things, actually. So when you first come in, we're going to greet you very kindly. We actually adopted kind of Marriott's approach for presenting to a customer or like talking to a customer for the first time. It's the 15 minutes or the 15 meter smile and then the 5 foot hello. And so basically, when you walk in the door, we're going to smile at you and let you know, hey, we see you. We're going to get to you here soon. And then when you're walking up to the counter, we're going to tell you hello and kind of greet you in that like nice, warm, upbeat kind of approach. Well, then we're going to get all your information, get you checked in. And then from there, when we get on the phone with you to go over your estimate, we're going to run through everything. We want to give you the full picture of what your vehicle needs. And we're going to break it down into sections. Green meaning good. Yellow meaning we're going to need to look at the horizon and we're going to have to address this soon. And red means like, hey, we got to take care of this today.
Emergency,
exactly. And so we run through it all, and then we basically will kind of come up with like a budget. Hey, what are you working with dollars? Is your budget $500, $1,500? You want to fix this thing because this was your grandpa's vehicle, and it means the world to you to keep it on the road, and you don't care what the dollar amount is. Well, we kind of set that game plan. And so once we've done that piece, then we do the work, depending on what it is you want to do. We never pressure you because I have a saying, it's not the nicest, but it works. At the end of the day, my car is going to run, start, and drive and get me home. So whatever decision you make is totally yours. Mm-hmm. And so that's how we roll. We're never going to pressure you into buying things. If you can't afford it, we're not going to tell you to. But we are going to keep it on your radar and say, hey, we want to address this soon. Let's set up a game plan. In 6 months, I want to see you back here. I want to recheck the condition of this to see if this is a today kind of problem or if we could push it off a little bit longer.
Have you told customers not to spend money?
Oh, I have. Kirk? I mean,
why you gotta call me out, dude?
Hey, man,
why you
gotta call me out? It just went through. No,
it's just
me.
Yeah. That's just because my driveway wouldn't widen so my mirror can get in the driveway.
It's not picking on you. You're an actual example. You're literally here in the flesh, and you can honestly attest. I told you, don't spend the money.
Yeah.
If you don't plan on keeping the call long term, don't spend it.
Yeah, I mean, and you did, man. It was just that straight up. It was like, okay, you know, 11-year-old car, you know, 180,000 miles, you know, do you want to? You know, yeah, you can, or maybe you want to go this way. Maybe you want to put money aside. This is what you said. Maybe you want to put money aside, and then at some point in the future, if you want to get it fixed to sell it or trade it in or something like that, then you can. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, that experience was totally that, man. And yeah, I'm like, wait a minute. What about the part where you're trying to get every dollar out of me you can? Like, what happened?
I have enough experience. I used to work on my cars when I had a garage, you know, and had jacks and things like that. And now that I live in an apartment, I don't have those. And it is a painful event. Every time I'll go into some place, like I just went and I thought I needed new brake pads, which I did. But then my rear calipers were frozen. And of course, they don't rebuild calipers anymore. So that was $900. I was expecting a $200 or $300 bill. And it was like, oh, well, we need new rotors in the back, new calipers, new brake pads all around. And I'm just like, oh.
Yeah.
And that's why having a shop with, you know, that's family oriented, that's community oriented, that's in, you know, integrity in what they do and everything is so important nowadays, because we're just so used to, like, you know, I was expecting this, and instead of going to where I should have gone, coming and seeing you, you know, Alan, Alex, and Leah, I went to, I'm not going to say the name, I don't want to get in trouble, but I went to a brakes place, and it was just like, what are my options? Like, well, you can have the unlimited warranty option, or you can have the 6 month warranty option. And I'm just like, that's all my options.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not working with me. Like, you know, they're just like, hey, I know you're not in the shop, so over the phone, it's going to be $1,000. I'm just like, quit ripping my heart out, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that happens often. You know, one of the pieces that maybe Alex said, because he's trying to cover all the, you know, Rod Stewart wrote a song, Every Pitch Tells a Story, don't it? This is for the old school people on this.
That's here. Way old school.
Yeah, that's way old Stewart. School. We take pictures of everything, okay? So, like, we're talking about a transmission leak and this, that, and the other, a seal. We photograph everything because it's got to basically see it to you. So we may be talking, there's multiple ways, let's say a car's leaking, okay? Right. And you go, do I really need to spend money? Well, if you see it, you're going to know, right? So, like Leah, she was there starting the show. She's like, my radiator's cracking the coolant going all over the place. How come I didn't see it?
Yep.
That's what she said. She said that to me outside. And I said, well, did you see the pictures? I mean, and then she's like, yeah, that's cool leaking out of my tank. Yeah. So, yeah, I want it to be less, but the picture's telling you what it is. You make that choice, right?
No.
And so we're going to talk about leaks. We're going to talk about seeps. We're going to talk about drips. I mean, they're all different terminologies, but that's what's true.
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought up the picture thing, because I think that's something for the folks out there. When you are going to get your car, you know, do major work, or when you go in someplace, if they're not giving you evidence and you just got to go by their word, I mean, don't feel bad about saying, hey, prove it to me.
Oh, I like what you just said right there. I have instructed customers, look, I do car care clinics. I've done them through the years, and I bring people in. And there's that whole mystery about a shop, okay? And that's probably the part that people feel that anxiety going to places. It's like, I don't know if what I'm getting. I need, and they said this was sugar in a valve. I don't know what it is. But they talk about stuff like that.
Yeah.
And this is that part that we have to talk a little more about.
Well, speaking about talking more about it, we're going to have to take a little talk break. We'll be right back right here on the Mad Men Show.
Boom.
Now we're down to the fourth quarter. Sorry if you feel I'm picking on you.
No, man. Trust me, man.
That's what makes it interesting.
Yeah. Oh, it goes back and forth. We pick on each other. Pick on Tanner.
Worse. Well, it works. It works good because he's like literally a real world example.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no doubt,
I'm glad
man.
You brought it up because I actually thought about kind of throwing him under a bus and be like, how did you break your mirror, Kurt?
Easy, busy. Mm. At least you brought it up nice. Mm. He would have, like,
straight it was the wall. The wall jumped out.
For the jugular.
See, yeah, he was just sure watching Harry Potter, and he's, you know, those things jump out of the way. Yeah. He's like, I can do that, too.
Yeah,
nope.
I can make a move.
So that's what happens when you back it up into your garage, and you're trying to answer the phone and solve a problem for your wife and
multitasking.
You remember my story?
Yeah, you told me, man.
My wife.
Yeah, you told me, man.
She ripped both mirrors off of Ford Flex.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm sorry to ask.
She ripped the one. I was like, okay, that costs a lot, honey. That costs a lot. The permanent things, it's heated, it's everything.
Yeah.
And she ripped the next one the next weekend. Yeah. I'm like,
well, she liked the new one so much, she wanted another
she
one.
Did. She did. She did the did same with the Tahoe.
I'm not making that up. There's no story.
Yeah.
Driving is a skill, people. Like, some of y'all just don't have it.
Them driveways, man, they should make, like, flexible something.
Well, and nowadays it's something. You need to have, like, driver training, parking training, because they're making everything so narrow.
Yes.
Like, your garage, I don't even know how you get out your car once you get in.
Well, and again,
you just sleep in your car.
But that was just that was brainless, stupid on my part. Like, seriously, I was literally doing what I shouldn't have been doing, which is on the phone while I'm back at night, while I'm backing up. Yeah, that was just nobody's fault but mine. That was dumb. I can't even blame it on my wife for calling me.
That's all right, man. Mistakes happen.
Hey, I ran over a mailbox. You can't be worse than that.
Yeah, no, I never ran over a mailbox. Stationary objects will get you.
Those are the worst. Those are the worst.
They don't jump out of the way.
No, they don't.
They don't.
All right, you ready?
Let's close this thing out here.
Fourth quarter.
We're back.
Yes, we are.
Mad Men of Masculinity, KLDC, 1220 a.m. in the Mile High City. On the interwebs everywhere. Check us out at madmenradio.com.
It's the fourth quarter of the game actually wanted to watch.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah. Oh, see? You know, there's a lot happened in the fourth quarter of that Super Bowl. Yeah, well, a lot didn't happen before that, but a lot happened from that point on.
Yeah,
and we all have our opinions.
Man.
We got some 49er fans in the room. A little bit bitter, a little bit salty. You know, he's still recovering.
Do you need a bag to hyperventilate?
Yeah, right, man. I'm getting something. My goodness. I was talking to my TV. I don't know about you. I was talking.
Yeah, that was tough, man. I could imagine if you were a 49ers fan, man.
At least it was a Super Bowl you could talk about. I mean, how many have been so boring lately that you're like, whatever, I'm taking a nap.
I guess.
Hey, that
man.
Was me.
Hey, see?
Yeah, he did fall asleep.
It was kind of a boring game up until that point, up until the end, so I don't know. When you all create legacy, there are ways you create legacy even outside of just the business. Do you all do any stuff in the community?
Mm. Yeah, we got some great stuff. So we have Freedom Service Dogs. That's a local Englewood-based organization. Puts service animals with military, which dear to our heart, and first responders, and people that need these dogs, and it's amazing the story. We've done an annual fundraising event for these guys, and we've given them thousands of dollars because they're great people. Look, everything matters, and so you got to do it. And so we do a pro auto kit. It's an invitational. It's an invitational. I'm like Arnold Palmer. Yeah, it's an invitational. I mean, I think there's a couple guys in the room that play. We may have to be there.
I don't know, maybe.
And, how much is the invite? Like, I slide you a little envelope under the table?
It's going to cost you just a little bit. But that money's going to go to those guys. Right. We're going to give them some money. And we also partnered up with Land for Heroes. Okay, Land for Heroes is our newest one. Colton James, a country music artist out of Nashville, became a friend of mine. Okay, we've gone fishing with him. We've done all kinds of stuff. He's building a lodge to help give a place for healing for PTSD. For military active, and he's in Norfolk, Virginia, so he's right there in the heart of military. We've done that. We've done Breakthrough Breast. We've done the Battered Women's Shelter. Mm-hmm. We've done the high school. We sponsor. We're booster sponsors. We just got all kinds of lead. Did I miss something there? Oh, my goodness.
Nope. I think we did also the Teen Moms. We have a we partner with the Teen Mom organization to just kind of help facilitate those girls along. They're stepping into a new role as mothers, and so we recognize that community involvement goes beyond just our home.
And that's huge. We talk so much about how one of the reasons we do the show about healthy masculinity is because when men are leaving the houses, the community breaks down.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And having a business where you have this opportunity to build community and to actually support a community is so needed now. And that's one of the reasons we love you guys, because it's not just about how well you do your business and how nice you are, but it's all the things you actually do, creating community and creating support and building a better future for other people who may or may not have those opportunities. Because, you do business well, then you have an opportunity to help others. Yeah. And that's what you guys are doing. But in so many times, what we see is they build a good business. I was going to say something else, but they build a profitable business. We'll say profitable.
Right.
They build a profitable business, and then they get greedy, mm-hmm. and they don't help out their neighbors or the local community, and then they wonder why they don't have a good legacy.
Or it stops there, right? Yeah, I've seen that. I got one for you guys. I almost missed it. This is a big one. Because we don't fanfare so much stuff. Mm-hmm. So you asked about, Kurt, about what do we do in the community. Okay, we do all kinds of stuff. We try to help. But we stopped this last year and said to ourselves, what are we doing for our people?
Mm.
What about our people? We can give them a pay, and they love that. And they'll give them a safe place to work. And we can have employee events and great good. We decided to bring in a life coach to our business. And we paid this young lady to come out, Kate Anderson. I'm going to give a good plug. She's amazing. She came out and talked to all guys, talked about to the men about suicide, and talked to them about depression and anxiety and all these things that were like taboo. And she shared stats and everything, and everybody listened attentively. And the company said, guess what, guys? For the next 12 weeks, we're going to sponsor you if you want to be a part of this. If you're at all interested, no pressure, there's no anything, and none of this comes back to me. This is confidential. 18 people signed up for
it.
Right, Alex? We're mm-hmm. how many weeks into this?
Mm-hmm.
We heard today, didn't we, from the leader, from the general manager. What did he tell us about the people?
Well, he told us that they were super grateful that they didn't realize that a company could care for their employees in the way that we care for our employees. I mean, we truly love our employees. I mean, it's not a question. It's not taboo. I love the employees that work with us, and it was a game changer. It really was. It was a game changer, because if we can affect people in their personal lives, they're just going to be better in their work lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just really what it comes down to.
Yeah, I mean, it just goes back to how the culture is now, where most people realize that they're just a number. And they're just happy to get a paycheck, and they know that as soon as they leave or they get injured or something happens, they'll be replaced in 30 minutes. Mm. And so having a business and having that community and family aspect of helping. Because doing those things, I mean, you can even look at it selfishly. Like when you help them have, like you said, a better personal life, they're going to have a better business life. They're going to want to work harder. They're going to want to do more things. But it's just treating them like people and like family and doing those things that we should be doing in all aspects of business. I mean, I struggle sometimes with my day job because I'm like, it's the big corporate. They're just focused on the money and the bottom line, which means do more with less. So all the people actually on the bottom doing the actual work have to do more with less, and then they get more and more managers and more oversight and more of these things. Mm-hmm. And so they just know. But when we hear stories like yours where you're really developing that community, developing that family, and taking care of them as family,
yeah.
I mean, it's just – I hate the fact that it's so extraordinary nowadays that's actually happening with you versus that being the norm.
Yeah, and this whole conversation is about legacy, and you all have been the personification of that in so many ways, individually, as a business, not only in the community, to your customers, to your employees, and so I have a request, and this might get awkward. But I think it could be great. Alex and Leah, I would like each one of you individually to take 30 to 60 seconds and tell your dad what he means to you.
I could just do it in one. He means everything. I mean,
like tell him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Pops, you mean everything to me. I mean, you've been the greatest mentor that I could ask for. I know we've had our moments where we weren't the closest, but I think now in recent years we've become best of friends. We've got our nicknames. I'm Tonto. He's Kemosabe. And he's just been a real friend to me. He's always looked out for me, always had my back, always guided me in the best direction. He's given me advice and vice versa. And we're a team. We're a partner.
Beautiful.
For sure.
Beautiful. Leah?
Well, first and foremost, I would like to say, Dad, I'm so proud of how far you've come, wholeheartedly. You climbed that mountain, and you just reached that peak. So with that said, not only are you my mentor, but you are the one person in this entire world that I strive to be, wholeheartedly, 110%. You're my best friend. Life has thrown some curveballs. I mean, for everybody. Everybody goes through these waves with life. But there's one thing that you have always taught me, and that's to be strong and be original. Be 110% myself. Because if I go around and I fake who I am, nobody's actually going to get to know me and love the version of me that you know. So to that, I say it again, I'm proud of you, Dad, and I'm so proud that you have left this legacy, not only for us, but for our community and for the employees that work with us.
Mm. Here, Al, we got the tissue right here.
Yeah. I was going to say, did it just get warm in here?
No, no. And we can't leave it there, Al. What is all that? What is that, those words that you just heard mean to you?
It means many things, but I want to answer them, but I want to say something real quick, because there are people listening, and maybe your story's not this, okay? If you still have a breath in your lung, there's still an opportunity to make some things right. And maybe you need to forgive, and maybe you need to put some things aside. You were talking, Jason, just a little bit ago about driving and people not paying attention. Distracted driving, right? We heard that term. What about distracted parenting?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's going to become a new word for the show. Distracted parenting. Because we think we're so busy with all that. I made sure I made time. I made time for them. And in these words, how does it not ring to you? I mean, I'm like, I am choked up in the tissue box. I'm going to be a mess here. Men and noses getting there. No, it means everything, because I've wanted this for them. And I wanted not a legacy to be just what I built. What I built, it seems like that crazy. No, it doesn't go with you, Jace. You said it, man. It's not, none of that's going with you. What's going to go is that memory and what you've done. And I know I'm not here forever. I wish I was. But I'll be up there, man, and I'll be made parent a place with him for you when you come, that you may be there also.
Mm.
Well, what you built was much more important than just a business.
Yeah.
I mean, you built family, and you definitely built legacy. Mm-hmm. And just to have your kids, number one, want to see you. Mm-hmm. Number two, want to work with you. And then to actually still like you at the end of the day. I mean, I don't know what else you need as
not
far
like,
as proof.
Love. Okay. We love. Okay. Mm. I can say that personally. Mm-hmm. I love my pops.
I love you, but I don't like you all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, you picked that up.
Yeah, there's a difference between like and love.
I really love you right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to shake you so hard.
So he kind of threw those little pieces. When you got to be the alpha, you got to be really tough, okay? Mm-hmm. I fought and sparred for many, many years, did martial arts and stuff. And if you're the shortest guy like me, there's no mystery. I'm not the biggest guy in the room, okay? But I'll tell you what, the tenacity and the fight that I put in me, I wanted to put that in my son and in my daughter. Mm-hmm. Okay, we don't quit. We don't give up. We love this country. We love God. We love our family. That's who we are. That's what we're about. Mm-hmm. We will be known for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you aren't a part of Pro Auto Care family, you're missing out, period. I mean, hands down, it's your loss. I mean, what you've just heard is real, and if you're going to spend a whole lot of money to repair your car, to fix your car, to maintain your car, you want to know the people and the hearts and souls that are behind that, and you want to know who and what you're working with and who you're dealing with. So if you're not part of, I'm unashamed right now, if you're not part of the Pro Auto Care family, like, you need to be. That being the case, if somebody wants to get a hold or wants to find out, how do I get myself, my car, my people? How do I get my family? Like, I got this noise going on in my car, and I've been plugging my ears because I'm afraid to
stop turning the radio up.
How do people get a hold of you all or your shop or your business or what?
Well, that's a question for the CMO.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Our phone number is going to be 303-PRO-AUTO. That's 303-776-2886.
Mm. And make get to even a simple one, Rory.
Yeah, for real.
303proauto.com.
Yep.
Call it or go online. That's so easy. I didn't like that for a spot.
That is that's amazing. Like I said, you all are phenomenal, and we just want to thank you for being here. Thank you for what you are, who you are in our community, and as a business, and as a family, and as a representation, all those kinds of things. Thank you for partnering with the show, contributing to the show, just your vision, man. Just who you are. Like I said, we really appreciate all of you and everything that you do.
And we will come and let you beat us on the golf course again, because
yeah.
Oh, that's coming.
I think it's coming. Due.
That's
overdue.
Let's do it.
That is going to happen. So with that, Mad Men of Masculinity again, madmenradio.com. We're pretty easy to find. Facebook, YouTube, like, subscribe. Hey, we're giving out free subscribe and likes all month long. We're not even going to charge you to share it. If you hit share, we won't even charge you. We disabled the paywall for that, so you can feel free to get that.
We're going free shares all year, man.
Yeah, we're doing that. Let's do it all year. You free can share all year. Let's turn off the paywall and go see Pro Auto Care. Go see these folks, man. These are some great folks. And until next time, the Mad Men of Masculinity. We'll see you later, and we are
out.